It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. Now, here's something I'm sure that's definitely going to grab people in Sandton, Africa's richest square mile, where each step is worth R1 million, you say. That's expected to double in size over the next 10 years.
Yeah, tour guides who take you through Sandton proudly say that every step you take is worth R1 million because this is Africa's richest square mile, likened to Manhattan, the New York annex, and still growing. Even though we've had so many interest rate hikes, we can still see the national bird of Sandton, unlike our national bird, which is the blue crane. The national bird of Sandton is the yellow construction crane, and still going up with a lot of development ahead of 2010, particularly some hotels still being developed there, residents still being developed there, and offices. So they believe that it could double in size in 10 years quite easily. And one of the big infusions of activity there is the Gautrain, and the largest of the 10 stations will be the Gautrain station. It will have a capacity to handle 9,200 commuters an hour, and it will be 48 meters underground. And herein lies the rub, because an important quote about Sandton is the way property development interact with public spaces will make or break Sandton. We don't want this to be another Dubai where you just have high-rise buildings all over the place. And the Gauteng opportunity is a huge one, because Gautrain will be 48 meters below the ground. What do you do with that area on surface? It's now open. It's owned by the Johannesburg City Council. It'll be a shame if they attempted to sell that off for high-rise buildings, because this could be the green lung of Sandton. And already there's a lot of activity around the Sandton Central Management District wanting to make sure that we have these open areas and benches and trees within that precinct, a very important one. And we see that they've even got 50 what they call public safety ambassadors and 27 cleaners and maintenance people going around that area continuously.
Speaking about injecting millions, Martin, South Africa's state-owned Industrial Development Corporation doing just that, R500 million into the Cape Town to London Super Cable Telecoms project.
Yes, this Super Cable Telecoms project, very important for our future in terms of internet use and broadband activity. We are not competitive globally in this issue of telecommunications, and this is an effort by the youngest of our state-owned enterprises, that's Broadband InfraCo. They are involved in putting in a super cable between Cape Town and London, and now the Industrial Development Corporation has decided to put its weight behind this with a big investment that they prepared to infuse into it of R500 million. But we are looking for more participants in this super cable, which will link Cape Town to London. And the idea is that at least five or more participants own this, because this is the way you get the competitive juices flowing. And the recent Harvard study said at least five, but the Broadband InfraCo is looking for 10 participants. So still in negotiation now with other telecoms, both in South Africa and Europe, to come in as participants. And there will be branches going off on the west coast of Africa to involve Africa also in this broadband activity. But the big thing is to get this fiber optic super cable in between Cape Town and London before FIFA's 2010 World Cup in South Africa.
Finally, Martin, South Africa and Australia have settled on an amicable divorce, so to speak, to their short-lived billion-dollar radio telescope marriage, citing irreconcilable software differences.
Yeah, irreconcilable software differences, amicable divorce. South Africa and Australia have decided to terminate their collaborative radio astronomy software development program, designated Convergent Radio Astronomy Demonstrator, or CONRAD for short. CONRAD has been the offspring, and there will be access to CONRAD and also visitation rights to CONRAD. CONRAD being the kid that has been developed out of the short-lived marriage. But other than that, there will be divergence. Both of them are going their different ways, and probably just as well, because South Africa and Australia are now shortlisted to win this very big prize, the R12 billion prize to set up the world's biggest mega radio telescope ever. And by 2010, we'll know where the site is going to be. Is it going to be in South Africa's Karoo, or is it going to be in Australia? Hopefully, it'll be in South Africa. And now they've parted ways technologically so that they can get down to the business of winning this. Already we have the Meerkat, which will be here whether we win the SKA or not. But the SKA is an important development globally, and the decision on the site must be taken by 2010. This SKA will be a telescope which probes the mysteries of the universe and even finds out whether there's life elsewhere in the universe. So it's going to be a very important radio telescope, and the Karoo seems to be the ideal Southern African point for it. Clear skies, not interfered by cell phone and radio. But the big thing also is that the core will be in South Africa, but there will also be remote stations in Africa and islands to involve Africa in this very big mega radio telescope project.
So not all separation's bad. Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, he's back again at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.